This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A tax relief package passed the House of Representatives this week and is heading to the Senate for consideration. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
The Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act restores tax provisions left out of the 2017 tax reform efforts. American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director Dustin Shearer said the legislation includes provisions that benefit farmers and ranchers.
The biggest of which is 100% expensing or bonus depreciation, which allows you to immediately write off investments into your business when you purchase equipment or build infrastructure. It's probably one of the most pro-growth policies that we can put in the tax code, and farmers lost the ability to buy new equipment under 1031 like-kind exchanges in the 2017 tax reform.
Shearer said it's important that lawmakers make the fix now ahead of the 2025 tax cliff.
These provisions were only extended for a couple of years from 2017 when they changed. Others, like bonus depreciation, started to phase down. And so getting this done now, generally you can make tax policy retroactive for a year before you get too deep in the following year's filing season. And that's what this bill does. That provision and a couple others, including deductibility and the R&D expensing, retroactive to the beginning of 2023 before we get deep into this particular filing season.
Shearer also encouraged farmers and ranchers to reach out to their senators and urge them to pass this legislation.
Those things affect farmers and ranchers' bottom lines, especially in times of high cost and thin margins. Tell them your story and let them know that it is vital that they get this done.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get our 5 daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.